Alhamdulillah, praise be to Allah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has two things, two rewards He has given to us at the same time, with His fadl, with His blessings, with His mercy. He has given us these two things. The first situation is that according to our regular practice, every Friday night, in the evening of Friday, Allah, He is generous to us, and we people, with the tawfiq that Allah has given to us, we sit for a while and we do the dhikr of Allah, we remember Allah. So this is one reward that is in our normal slot that Allah Ta'ala has again given to us, and we are habitual in this, and again we get benefit of this today, tonight. And the second, alhamdulillah, blessing of Allah, which is the night we are in today, a great night, a night of blessing, extreme blessing, extreme generosity of Allah. Millions and millions of times over, we should be grateful to Allah. We are grateful to Allah that Allah has given us this night. Ask those people in the grave that how they are losing out from this night, and how much regret there must be that if only those years when we were alive, or last year when I was alive, and this night came in my life, and I did not give importance to this night, and I just carried on living my life according to my routine and normal run of the mill actions. Oh, this night will come again, gatherings take place, the Maulanas give speeches, they call us and we sit down. Today in the graves they'll be looking and they'll be regretting. So my brothers, such events Allah Ta'ala gives, opportunities Allah Ta'ala gives, and this is Allah's extreme karam, mercy, fadl. Allah's blessings and mercies look for excuses to forgive His servants so that that person can be saved from the fire of hell. So with Allah's blessings, Allah's grace, we are gathered here today. We have one objective, and that is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgives us. That's it. That's the biggest point. There's no other point. We are all here for this purpose. We are sat here for this purpose. From morning we'll have made niyyah, intention, the big night's about to come. We'll sit down there, we'll go there, and we'll do dua to Allah in this night. And the time between Maghrib and Isha is very valuable. And obviously, with this niyyah we are gathered here, and we have this objective, what? That may Allah Ta'ala forgive us. That's it. So alhamdulillah, just like Allah Ta'ala regularly gives us in our destiny, the dhikr Allah majlis itself, it's a great, great gathering. And it gives a great message. The meaning of one hadith is that when a group of people, qawm, people, come together in the form of a gathering, ijtama, yadhkurullah, when they gather together for the remembrance of Allah, then above that, their objective is to remember Allah, and they have no second objective, no second purpose, totally no other purpose. They'll sit down and do what? The dhikr of Allah, the remembrance of Allah. So when they are gathered like this, then this will be very unusual, you could say, that if they're doing the dhikr of Allah, they're set to do the dhikr of Allah. Allah Ta'ala knows that such a generation, a time will come, that dhikr will become weird for people. That thousands of reasons people will get together for thousands of other things. Now there'll be thousands of gatherings for talks and discussions and debates, but very few places in the world, very few places in the world will there be people who get together to remember Allah. So there's no other maqsad, no other objective, no sign of dunya, no sign of where we're going, to do the dhikr of Allah. Why have you come? To do the dhikr of Allah. What's happening here? What's going on there? Are we going for the dhikr of Allah? And in between, we put some other objective, I'll do this as well, and I'll do dhikr of Allah at the same time. Oh, I'll do this and I'll do dhikr of Allah as well. No, then you will lose out. It will be mixture. The hadith says this. So in this way, so much at the time of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, this was common at the time of the Sahaba. So this hadith for them, it is a beautiful message that a qawm, any group of people, they get together. If people, they'll get together, specifically for the remembrance of Allah, it will become so impossible to look at our situation today, that our natural habit and action has become something that we have to arrange. Oh, it's very hard to get people to go, and such an opportunity in these conditions that surround us. If a man or a woman or a child has a habit that wherever there's a gathering of dhikr and they arrive then do dhikr of Allah, then this is a very, very, very great reward of Allah. Remember, this is not a small reward. This is a great, great blessing of Allah. Look, this man, he's got this many shops and houses and business. Nothing at all. These are things that salihah, these will end. These are those items of wealth and treasures that will finish. But the dhikr of Allah, the rewards that we will loot now, will stay alive forever. You will fill your pockets, your treasure chest. So what is it? The hadith states, when a group of people gather together, sit down, and their objective, there's no other objective. Yes, they have no other objective, no other purpose, no other reason for getting together apart from the dhikr of Allah, the remembrance of Allah. And then we go further. Then when these people sit together and do the dhikr of Allah, immediately in the heavens, in the skies, the angels will announce on behalf of Allah. Manadi. There'll be an announcement, a call in the whole universe. What would the angel say? قَوْمٌ مَغْفِرٌ. That you have no need to worry, O people who are gathered for the dhikr of Allah. Allah Ta'ala has forgiven you. Allah Ta'ala has forgiven you. We haven't even started yet. Shaban. Yes, and the forgiveness is already taken place. Say Subhanallah. And again say Subhanallah. And again say Subhanallah. Allahu Akbar. So when a person says Subhanallah, then the mizan, the scale of Allah's scale, it fills up. That's how much Allah Ta'ala loves His praise. So those people who do the dhikr of Allah, how much Allah must love them. Think about it. Those who do the dhikr of Allah, that if Allah fills up the mizan, the scale, with one statement, then how much He must love the dhikr. Do you understand how great an action is dhikr? So make a niyyah. Yeah, if you make a niyyah, it's not hajj, is it? Everyone make a niyyah. Inshallah, we will try our best that once a week we will definitely come to the gathering of dhikr of Allah. True promise? True promise? Because every week you'll be forgiven. Subhanallah. What do you have to do? Just walk from home, come, do wudu, pray salah, sit down, do dhikr and go home quietly, and you'll go home forgiven. Forgiven. What a great point. What a great status. Nothing to do, no effort, sit down with ease. Allah will give enjoyment in dhikr. Separate reward. Nur ala nur, separate reward. The kalimat, the verses, separate reward for each. More levels of Jannah will be attained. And the verse of the Quran will be recited. So all we need to do is what? Is between Maghrib and Isha, instead of talking, gossiping, going here and there, 45 minutes, what are we to do? Come to the masjid and be included in the gathering. That's it. And for such a big gathering, such a great reward, Shaitan will try his best. Oh, leave it. Why do you have to do this? We have to do other things. There's no need. Oh, we'll go next week. And you'll say that I've made the program of life, that I keep on sinning all the time, and this gathering is once a week. This action I'm not going to leave, that once a week I need to attain my forgiveness. Will you do this, brothers? True promise. So this reward, one is we've come to commemorate this night of Shaban, and that's going to start ahead of us. So we've got this reward, forgiveness Allah has given, that one of the hadith that we were discussing. قُمُ مَغْفِرٌ. The angel will say, oh people, Allah has forgiven you. Then the angel announces more. And not just that, sit down. Here another piece of good news. Oh you dhakirin, here's another great reward for you. That the sins that you brought with you in your sack, all the sins, stealing and this, that, X, Y, Z, thousands of sins, because we are human beings for sinning. And all the sins you've done, then listen, due to your dhikr, due to remembering Allah, then they have changed, they've been transferred, all the sins you brought with you, with Allah's fadl and grace, Allah has changed them all into good deeds. Subhanallah, subhanallah. What else do you need? What else do we need? What else is needed? Tell me that after a week a person does these actions, gets this reward. This is a hadith in Fazail Amal. I'm not presenting from my own self. Read it. So this has happened. 100%. Bakshish, forgiveness attained from the beginning. We haven't even done anything yet. So now, we've come for this night of Shaban, the 15th night of Shaban. We'll sit down and we'll ask Allah for forgiveness. And you can consider that this is something on the side, the dhikr of Allah. This is happening all masjid with the fadal of Allah. All masjids, people are gathered, but they're not doing dhikr. Subhanallah, say Subhanallah. Yes, if you go to all the other masjids in Bolton now, yeah, and then come and tell me. Go and have a look. I'll give you a box of sweets if you tell me dhikr is being done there. Otherwise, bring a box of sweets for me. Nowhere will dhikr be being performed. All masjids, fortunate, this masjid. What masjid is this? Masjid al-Taqwa. They are the people of Taqwa. Subhanallah. Subhanallah. That they are gathered here, the people of Taqwa, on a day like this, the night of 15th of Shaban. All masjids are trying their best. But this reward is not being earned anywhere, the reward for dhikr. Say Subhanallah. Allahu Akbar. What a qawm, what a group of people that you'll be mentioned, that you're mentioned in this in hadith. Why? Because Allah Ta'ala is mentioning those people in this hadith that will continue till Qiyamah. That people will read this hadith and they'll rejoice. Who are the people who are being praised? Those who are doing the dhikr. This is your mention in this hadith. That when, subhanAllah, you're being mentioned in the hadith for the actions that you're about to do. So dhikr wala is a great action, what a great route. So this is the night we've come for Shaban, the night of Shaban. So I see that more people than regular, subhanAllah. So the reason that we've come is so that Allah Ta'ala can forgive us. That we want Allah Ta'ala to forgive all of our year sins, and Allah has forgiven the weak sins. We want the true, the proper stamp of approval, the seal. There's a hadith in Fazail, as a Ghaus Pak, Rahmatullah, also narrated this hadith. He stated that on the 15th night of Shaban, the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was present, and Jibreel alayhi salam came. That Jibreel alayhi salam would come and go, he'd come and go to the Prophet, and he'd come, and he'd come with a message, go, and come back with a message, go, subhanAllah. So when he came on this night, Hazrat Jibreel alayhi salam, he came to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said, "O Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that please lift your blessed face." This was the style of his speaking. Allah's Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam asked, that raise my face, lift my face. What is it, a special night? What night is it that you're telling me to lift my face? He said, "O Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, tonight is the 15th night of Shaban. And this is that night in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He opens 300 doors of His mercy." How many? 300. What doors they must be, my brothers. Think about it. Oh, the whole world, at this moment in time, the doors of Allah's rahmah are opened. Nobody should be devoid of this reward of going into paradise. He said, "This is that night, O Prophet of Allah, Allah Ta'ala opens the doors, 300 doors of His mercies, and on each door Allah Ta'ala announces that I've forgiven everybody." Subhanallah. Subhanallah. Noor ala noor. First dhikr, and forgiveness. Now through these doors, the people will go and earn forgiveness. Tell me, it's good we've come, isn't it? It's good, isn't it? Yes, because shaitan was stopping us. What are we going to do? Leave it. We'll just sit here. We'll do this. But look here, Allah's karam, Allah's mercy, Allah's fadl, that everyone who's come, people who know each other, don't know each other, alims, muhaddith, everyone sat here this time, alhamdulillah, everyone Allah Ta'ala has forgiven. Subhanallah. Now hisab, kitab, now forgiveness is there. And further Allah Ta'ala's karam will come. So these all hadith, my brothers, I'm not saying this from my own devices. If we say, comes Allah's called me here, I'm sinful. Allah knows everything. So what does Allah say? That Allah says, that is there anyone who knows more than me? Is there anyone greater than me? I have total power. I can enable anyone who I want. Nobody can cancel my principles and decisions, is it? Allah says, no one can even think that he can cancel Allah's decisions, what Allah Ta'ala has ordained. So Allah says, you're forgiven, but there's a condition. So this is what we need to hear now. Everyone's forgiven, yes, but there's a condition. There's a list. That there's a list of, Jibreel alayhi salam said, that Rasulullah said, there's a list of the people in the ummah, that these people will not be forgiven by Allah. These people will not be forgiven. This is the condition that we need to improve ourselves, do tawbah, repent. Then those people can go through these doors of mercies. So nothing to be afraid of from this list. What's there to be afraid of? That, oh, we can't not be in this list. So the first person is the mushrik in the list. Alhamdulillah, we're not mushriks. We have iman. But some actions shaitan makes us do, which take us close to being doing shirk. What is shirk? And the ulama, the scholars will tell you what is shirk. It's a lengthy description, but you can define shirk in this way. And we should promise today that Allah Ta'ala is so great, and we should not include anyone with Allah. Who gives? Allah. Who gives sickness? Allah. Who saves from sickness? Allah. Who gives health? Allah. Who gives rizq? Allah. Who gives children? Allah. That's it. That's it. Don't put anyone in between. that He gives and He gives. No, who gives? Allah. Subhanallah. So, that not in Allah, His person, not in Allah's qualities or attributes or characteristics, don't mix anyone. Don't combine anyone. Remember this. This should not be in our life. Otherwise, we will be in a very bad situation. Then iman of a person is in big danger. So be pure from shirk. This is clear. Alhamdulillah. The second thing that's been mentioned, my brothers, is the disobedient child. In other words, a person who disobeys his parents. Allah Ta'ala has put his name, has told us his name, Rabb. And also the parents has been defined as the Rabb in the Quran. Allahumma, Allah says, Rabbir hamuma kama rabbayani saghira. That, oh Allah, that my parents have brought me up. Allah, you have brought me up. But after you, Allah, my parents, they were assigned the task of Allah is Haqiqi, the true creator, and the children, they were given the task. So Allah says, beware that now we've discussed, don't disobey Allah, don't do shirk. But the second person in the list, that those people who have reared you and brought you up, look how the mother brings up the child. Think for a moment. We are here, mothers in India, we are here, mums in Bangladesh, we are here, mothers in Pakistan. She's dying, we're sitting here counting notes, and she's in a bad state, and we're sat here, sitting enjoying life. Look at this. She's upset. Yes, I just heard one event just now. That just here, daily, he said I was in hospital, and he's saying himself, fresh news, and he said I was in hospital, she said I was in hospital, my child, young, and I found him, they were in hospital, your father's upset, there's no one here to ask us, just one son, please come to the hospital. And they were in a very bad situation, Bolton Hospital, you know? No, he didn't come. He didn't come. And they were crying, the father's crying, mother's crying, you know about the hospital. So listen to the answer. This is a hadith, they weren't made for nothing. What a big sin. How can Allah Ta'ala forgive that person? Tell me, how can Allah forgive that person? Such a big sin, you think will be forgiven? Is this a minor thing? How many prostrations you can stand on top of the Kaaba? Allah has made a principle. You need to put that law in its place. Take as many hajj as you want. Umrah, present in front of Allah. Say, no, you are dhalim, oppressor. That you discarded your parents, your mother, father. Don't even say uff to your parents. Don't even say uff. If you say uff, even that word should not come out of your mouth. What do we do? Oh, chado yaar, leave it, I'm sat here. You don't know what you're talking about. Yes? Don't put me off. Don't make me upset. And their parents, in it, they're old, they don't understand what we're saying. Imagine how the mother and father must get a big shake up. Yes, when the child is saying this, myself, I'm telling you the fresh piece of news, I saw them crying. They said, we found our son, we are sat in the hospital, you haven't come, listen to his answer. Oh, forget it. Oh, I forgot. Oh, I was with my wife. We went for walking. Walking. Allahu Akbar. Yaar, can you imagine this? Mother and father in the hospital, and they're ill, and the son is one who they brought up and gave him life, gave him milk. The mother gave him milk and reared and put him up. He says, oh, I forgot. Oh, we went for walking, me and my wife. Allah. So my brothers, may Allah not allow that there's a person in a gathering who's like this, who has given pain and hurt to his parents, mother and father. If they're alive, serve them. If they've gone, then it doesn't mean the door's shut. No, 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 no. Every day the parents are waiting in the grave. What gift is my son or daughter going to send to us? Don't think that you've just buried them. They're waiting in the grave. In the hadith is stated, when a son, when he recites Quran, Surah Yasin, and sends the reward, then the qabr is enlightened, and the qabr at the grave next to the parent says, oh, you've left good children, that they have enlightened your grave. Am I not going to die tomorrow? Are you not going to die tomorrow? You are not detached from the children. They are working for you. Will you do this, brothers? True promise? True promise? What? That after every salah, do one action. Don't stand up after fard. Three times Surah Ikhlas recite. Qul walwahad Allahu Samad. 3 times. The whole Quran thawab you'll get. And then the whole Quran thawab, you ask Allah to give ithal thawab to your parents. Remember this, what I've said? That nothing of your life will stop. If the du'as of the mother used to succeed in the world, do you know this? The mother, when she does du'a for you, for your difficulties and issues, Allah says, if your mother is doing du'a for you, if your father is doing du'a for you, then Allah says, I solved that person's issue, subhanAllah. Subhanallah. So easy, such a big favor of the parents. They do du'as for us, they work hard for us, they toil for us. And even if today we send the reward of our deeds to them, remember, mother will not forget you today, your father will not forget you today. That your work in the dunya will not stop. Rahmah will continue to spread upon you. to come down upon you. Will you do this, brothers? Inshallah. This is the message of Shaban coming. First, don't do shirk. Secondly, don't disobey your parents. Third action. Otherwise that person won't be forgiven. Those who do these sins won't be forgiven. The mushrik and those who disobey their parents. The person who's not forgiven tonight, then when he comes to Ramadan, what will he do? Right? Go from pillar to post? That's why the 15th night of Shaban, Allah's hikmah, that prepare yourself now, become the person who's forgiven, so that you can come out of Shaban and go into Ramadan, and every night you can get the rewards of Ramadan. So tonight you need to get the forgiveness and depart. Alhamdulillah, my friends. So second person we've discussed, after the parents. Third is the person who your relatives, khala, cha-cha, mama, uncle, auntie, close relatives, cousins. Most of all in our society today, there's not enmity outside. More is in within the family. Enmity with your father's brother, with your cousin, with your mother's brother, with your mother's sister, in your home, within the relatives, amongst each other. Oh, it's my nephew, my niece. Blood relatives. But we meet them with enmity. We invite them. Oh, how are you? And when that person comes, we turn our faces from them. We're upset with them. There's enmity. Maybe they've favored you, or you favored them. The chacha, which is the father's younger brother, he's like the father. The khala, which is the mother's sister, is like the mother. The sas, mother-in-law, is like her mother. Susar, father-in-law, is like the father. What a big reward Allah Ta'ala gives. But what do? We break off the relations. We don't meet them. Oh, we're in a modern generation. We'll send some flowers or a card or Eid card. Are you okay? And we live near each other, but we never go to meet them. Is this a human being? Allah's Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said that my ummah cannot do this action. Animals only do this. My ummah, I brought akhlaq to the ummah. My ummah will not allow such animals to be born. I have no need for such a salah, for masjids, for dars, for speeches. Allah says, the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, I came to teach akhlaq, manners, behavior. I came, Hazrat Thanvi Ramdhani, a beautiful statement. He said, insan should be insan. For a human being to become a human being in his life is the biggest achievement. Allah, but so to maintain good relations, promise, pick up the phone, Pakistan, India, Baroch, Roch, wherever your relatives are, please forgive me for my wrongdoings, forgive me for what I've done wrong. And always don't wait that they ask you forgiveness. Whoever's younger, he should ask for forgiveness. And the second point, don't say someone swears at you, oh, you did this to me that day. Listen, that you've asked for forgiveness, isn't it? That's fine. That's enough. Will you do this, brothers? Inshallah. And then you will be successful. Otherwise, we'll fail. Then Shaban night will be failures. What is this? This is maintaining the relationships. And don't say, I'm waiting for them to say to me, no, if somebody's enemy with you, let him be. But don't be enemy with others. Yes, qatarami. Maintaining the blood relations. Let's go further. That was number three. Four is now, what is this? That within, to have kina, within the heart, to have malice. Malice in the depths of the heart. Malice and enmity. Injection of shaitan. This is called, sitting with others and deep malice and enmity. Oh, I hope this person's destroyed and he loses out. Swearing at the person from the heart. So kina becomes hasad and envy, then dhulam and oppression. So the person who has malice and hatred against someone else in the heart. Okay, if you're upset, say straight, I'm upset with you, you did this against me. You say, oh please, I made a mistake, forgive me. But to keep the feeling in the heart, to harbor it, to nurture it, To dwell on it. Oh, see what happens. He did this to me. I hope this happens to him. I hate him. And he took my mal and my wealth. And he did this to my shop. Kina, bughz, clear on this night. Malice and hatred? No, should not be in the hearts. Yeah, so there should be maintaining the blood relationships. And you should have no malice, hatred against anyone. You do this, brothers. Remove this. Next, the person on the list. The action that we shouldn't do is what? The next one is a very, very bad action in the society. Those who are consumed with intoxication, drugs, and people who lose their heads, the new generation should stop these actions. It's not hard, alhamdulillah. If you start doing dhikr, if you come to dhikr yourself, then your children will come to dhikr. And if your children, have they come today? They're sitting. So Allah is the one who gives enjoyment. Our job is to bring them. Who creates the enjoyment? Allah. If you don't bring them, then how will they improve? That if you bring them, they'll remember, yes, my father took me to gathering, I enjoyed myself. Until today, I remember, I was 7 years old, a pious elder, Naqshbandi Sheikh, used to come. I used to go to his majlis, alhamdulillah. Until today, that majlis, I remember, that gathering. and I don't remember other things in my childhood. So how can it be that Allah Ta'ala's dhikr, a child goes and he doesn't remember it, that I used to go to the dhikr of Allah? It has an effect for many decades. Many decades. So nasha, intoxication, drunkenness, drugs is very bad. If we are used to intoxication today, say, Allah, I repent today, I will not drink alcohol after today. I won't do other actions that make a person lose his brain, his senses. And after that, something, another action that spreads so much today, may Allah forgive, may Allah forgive, so many adab and punishment, that is zina, adultery, fornication. Yes, we are in this society today, we're in such a challenging society, it's become a game. People, so save yourselves from zina, fornication. May Allah give us tawfiq to be saved from that. So alcohol, zina. So all of these things that have been mentioned, sood, riba, interest is a very bad thing. Riba, interest. If riba comes into a house, then the house is destroyed. Destroyed. It looks like your house, your business is flourishing, your house, your shops. But in reality, if Allah said it's haram and this will give you loss, it will never give you increase. There will be no satisfaction, contentment. If there's riba, sood. So these are a few points, the list that was given, that if the person's carrying out these actions, implementing these actions, Allah says, I will not forgive these people. If they repent from these actions, then they will also succeed and be forgiven. So here we need to note something now, that these are a few moments that we've been given this list. Okay, even if we do tawbah, alhamdulillah, and we get forgiven on this night, obviously we can all do tawbah, we'll see about it tomorrow. Do we all do tawbah, brothers? Do we repent? That's it. And that at least this night we should be forgiven. But we need to see that all these sins that have been mentioned, that what are they related to? We need to remember this point. We need to learn this point. These are all related to akhlaq, manners, conduct, behavior. All of this is related to akhlaq. Disobeying parents, breaking the blood relations, malice, hatred, oppressing someone, drinking alcohol. All of these are related to akhlaq. Our personal behavior, manners. These are internal sins. So to leave these sins, there's a special method. If we do tawbah, we'll be washed, cleaned. But we should have worried that we don't want to repeat these actions. Listen to that tariqah. What is that tariqah? Because we want to be saved after this, isn't it? That we shouldn't repeat these sins again. Allah Ta'ala has forgiven us. So what's the tariqah, the method? That how can we save ourselves from these sins? In which way, in which manner, in which method? How do we do that? Shall I tell you, brothers? Will we practice this method? Inshallah, very simple method. And Allah has not made anything hard. If we want permanently these sins to be removed from life, I don't want to swear anyone, oppress anyone, to drink alcohol, do zina, I don't want to misuse my eyes, it's better that I detach all these sins from my life today. Get forgiveness today and leave these sins today. Because all of these sins are related to our inner self. Where do these sins emanate from? Inside. What's the machine inside us? The heart. What is inside us? The heart. Yes. So we need to understand this point. All of these sins, they emanate from the heart, inside the heart. A person, when his heart fails, he dies. And we're going to hellfire when a heart fails. Both physical and spiritual, the heart will make us fail. If the heart fails physically here, there's death. If it fails in the akhirah, then there's jahannam, hellfire. So brothers, if our heart fails, they're fine. But we need to at least strengthen our heart for the hereafter. Our hearts inject it and improve it and strengthen it so that our heart doesn't fail in hereafter. So if we want to permanently leave these sins, then we'll have to do one action for that we need to control our heart. What should we do? Control our heart. That's it. This is the point, straightforward, we need to understand. Control our hearts, and to control the heart totally is not difficult at all. It's not difficult at all. Very simple method. Today, if I tell you this method, inshallah, after today, if you do this action, then your heart will so slowly, slowly, nicely, you will control your heart, that the sins will come out of the heart and the life. Subhanallah. Shall I tell you how the heart can be controlled? Yes, it's a very simple method. I'll tell you the hadith. كُلُّ شَيْءٍ سَكَالَةً سَكَالَةً قَلْبِ ذِكْرِ اللَّهِ. Everything has a cleaning agent, a cleaning force. Say subhanallah. And again, subhanallah. Now we've grabbed hold of the cure. Such a great cure that we are saved from all of these sins. Everything has a control, a cleaning agent. Allah Ta'ala has made something to control another thing. And to control and clean the heart, Allah Ta'ala has created and made the dhikr of Allah, the action of dhikr of Allah. That's how easy it is. So dhikr Allah, we need to learn it. If I teach you the dhikr of Allah, shall I teach you? Your heart will start to say, Allah, Allah, Allah. You'll be working, sleeping, awake, walking, talking, running. Your heart will say, Allah, Allah, Allah. Subhanallah. And as your heart, it starts to become green and fresh. Allahu Akbar, that person will become the wali of Allah. That's all we have to do. Move a little bit. But if we don't move, make effort. Look, you're sat at home. You say, I want to make a house. I want to get a new car. I want to change the sofas. Oh, these curtains are old. Then you go to sleep. So has anything changed? No. So you get up again. Oh, what's happened here? This house, I need to decorate it. The ceiling's caving in. I need a new carpet. I need something. Then evening comes, you sleep again. Has anything changed? No. You get up, you say, I need to improve the house, get a car. You get up, you go out, you work, make some money come. Yes, 2-3 days you work, make the order, and the car comes to you. You have to move, isn't it? Make effort. That's it. So in the same way, today if you make effort, I want to learn the dhikr of Allah today. When you learn the dhikr of Allah, alhamdulillah, within a second I'll teach you dhikr. No condition, no fees, no money, free of charge. Subhanallah. Allahu Akbar. You'll become a dhakir. The person remembers Allah. And as soon as you remember Allah, your heart will say, Allah, Allah, Allah. You'll become a dhakir. I'll tell you the tariqah, the method. It's very easy. You carry on doing it. It's your choice. In the week, once meet here, another masjid. Every masjid you can meet me in the evening. Yes, wherever you live, which locality, Makki Masjid, this masjid, that masjid, wherever you wander, the Jamaat's coming, yes, it's about to come here tonight, then I'll meet you there, inshallah. You can come there, sit down, 30 minutes, do dhikr. Your heart, when you sleep, will do Allah. When you wake up, will do Allah. When your heart will doing Allah, Allah, then how will you commit the sins? Tell me, how will you? You won't. Subhanallah. So this is the gift of Shaban, my friends, inshallah. So every brother, every person, the Shaban tells us that leave these sins today, tonight, do tawbah. Everyone does tawbah? Do you all do tawbah? I will tell you now the kalima, the verse of tawbah, then your tawbah will be permanent. So we'll do tawbah, but permanent cure at the same time. That forevermore we should detach ourselves from these sins and we're not dirty. So our life can become clean. For that Allah has given you this ni'mah, that learn the dhikr. Okay, brothers? Okay, fine. So what should we do? Let's do dhikr of Allah. Before that, we'll all do tawbah. And let's recite the kalimats of tawbah. And after reciting these verses, everyone should make niyyah that Allah... We make niyyah on three things. So this night is sparkling at this moment in time. Allah Ta'ala is giving us this word. Allah is calling out to Himself. There's anyone who is asking me for forgiveness for his sins? Allah Himself is asking. Is there anyone who wants forgiveness for his sins? So we are present, aren't we? That Allah, please, we've come here for forgiveness. And we're reciting these verses of Tawbah. And we make three intentions. What is the niyyah for Tawbah? Number one, that Allah, all my life long I committed the sins. I've come here to ask you forgiveness. Do you make this intention? Good. Secondly, we say, Allah, the sins that I kept on doing in my life, that I practiced, I now leave these sins. Don't be scared of saying this. What should you say? I leave these sins, Allah. That's it. Second point. Will we say this, brothers? Inshallah. Okay. The third point, don't be afraid. Shaitan will make you stop and think, say, Allah, I've come here to ask you for forgiveness. I leave the sins and I won't repeat these sins again. Three promises today. Allah's rahmat straight away will come to you. You say you promised 3 points. That my rahmat will save you from future sins. And I've forgiven all your previous sins. Subhanallah. So does everyone make this intention, brothers? Everyone makes a true solid promise. Alhamdulillah. I want to ask Allah for forgiveness. And secondly, the sins I committed before. That I will leave those sins right now. And I will not repeat those sins again. So now we'll recite the kalimat, the verses, and present them to Allah, our tawbah, our repentance. And inshallah, Allah will accept. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah wa ashhadu anna Muhammadan abduhu wa rasuluhu. Astaghfirullah, astaghfirullah, astaghfirullah ta'ala rabbi min kulli dhanbin wa atubu ilayh. Amin. MashaAllah. That's it. That's all we need to do. Allah Ta'ala has forgiven all the sins. The majlis is accepted and we are grateful now to Allah and we'll also do the dhikr of Allah.
Allahumma salli ala sayyidina Muhammad nabiyyil ummiyyi wa azwajihi ummahatil mu'minin wa zurriyyatihi wa ahli baitihi kama sallaita ala ibrahima innaka hamidun majid wa sallim tasliman daiman abadan kathiran kathiran kathiran. اللهم اغفر لنا ذنوبنا وظلمنا وعزلنا وجدنا وحقنا وعمدنا كل ذلك عندنا. ربنا إننا آمنا فاغفر لنا ذنوبنا وقنا عذاب النار. ربنا اغفر لنا ذنوبنا وإسرافنا في أمرنا وثبت أقدامنا وانصرنا على القوم الكافرين. رب اغفر وارحم أنت خير الراحمين. لا إله إلا أنت سبحانك إني كنت من الظالمين. لا إله إلا أنت سبحانك إني كنت من الظالمين. يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث. يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث. لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له. له الملك وله الحمد وهو على كل شيء قدير. لا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله. ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله. ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله. ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين. ربنا لا تزغ قلوبنا بعد إذ هديتنا وهب لنا من لدنك رحمة إنك أنت الوهاب. يا مصرف القلوب صرف قلوبنا على طاعتك. اللهم ثبتنا على الإيمان وأمتنا على الإيمان وأشرنا يوم القيامة مع الإيمان. اللهم اهدنا الصراط المستقيم. اللهم اهدنا الصراط المستقيم. اللهم اهدنا الصراط المستقيم. اللهم استعملنا بسنته ونفعنا بمحبته واشرنا بزمرته يا كريم. اللهم بارك لنا في الموت وفيما بعد الموت. يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستعين. اللهم اعنا على غمرات الموت وسكرات الموت. اللهم اعنا على غمرات الموت وسكرات الموت. اللهم حاسبنا عذابا يسيرا. اللهم حاسبنا عذابا يسيرا. يا الله حساب کے قابل نہیں بنا. يا الله تو کرم فرمانا. يا الله عذاب قبر سے بچانا. یا اللہ عذاب قبر سے بچانا. یا اللہ تمام مال ہمارے ریا پہ مبتلا ہے میرے مولا. کوئی عمل نہیں جو تیرے سامنے پیش کر سکے میرے مولا. بس فضل فرما دینا. یا اللہ تو رحم فرما دینا. یا اللہ عظیم رات ہے میرے مولا تیرے بخشش کے اعلان ہے میرے مولا. یا اللہ ہم اتنے گرے ہوئے کہ ہم اس قابل نہیں سمجھتے ہمارا نام بھی آئے گا میرے مولا. تو کرم فرما. یا اللہ ہمارا بال بال تیری نافرمانی سے ڈوبا ہوا ہے میرے مولا. ہر عمل ہمارا ریا سے ہے. ہر چیز ہماری دکھاوا ہے میرے مولا. یا اللہ دنیا کی لالچوں میں پھنسے ہوئے ہیں میرے مولا. یا اللہ دنیا کی محبت میں غرق ہوئے ہیں میرے مولا. اولاد کی محبت، مال کی محبت، مکانوں کی محبت، کاروبار کی محبت. یا اللہ موت کا ایک جھٹکا سب ہمیں محض بتا دے گا، سب بلا دے گا میرے مولا. یا اللہ اس وقت آنے سے پہلے پہلے ہمیں معاف فرما دے. یا اللہ یہ رات ہماری زندگی کی بہترین رات بنا دے. یا اللہ ہماری زندگی کی بہترین رات بنا دے. یا اللہ جن جن چیزوں کی ہم نے توبہ کی ہے میرے مولا ہمیں ہمت نصیب فرما. یا اللہ ہمیں توفیق نصیب فرما. یا اللہ ہماری زندگی نیک اور سہارا گزارنے کی توفیق نصیب فرما. یا اللہ ہمارے چھوٹے چھوٹے بچوں پہ رحم فرما. یا اللہ اس ملک میں اس ماحول میں کیسے پلیں گے میرے مولا. یا اللہ ان کی ایمان کی حفاظت فرما. یا اللہ ان کو قرآن سکھا. یا اللہ ان کا علم بتا. یا اللہ ان پہ کرم فرما. یا اللہ ان کے ایمانوں کو محفوظ فرما. یا اللہ ان اولادوں کی حفاظت فرما لے. یا اللہ ہر طرف فتنہ ہے، فساد ہیں، گناہ ہے میرے مولا، تو ہی کرم فرما میرے مولا. یا اللہ ایسی پناہ گاہیں بنا دے، ایسی جگہیں بنا دے، ایسی مسجدیں بنا دے، خانقاہیں بنا دے، عبادت گاہیں بنا دے میرے مولا، جہاں پہ اپنے ایمان کو ہم پہنچا سکیں یا کریم. تو کرم فرما. یا اللہ ہماری ماں بہنوں کو حیا کی چادر عطا فرما. یہ اللہ عجیب حالت دنیا میں میرا مولا, سینہ میں قرآن ہے, ہاتھوں میں بخاری ہے, ننگا سر, ننگا سر پھر رہے میرے مولا, بے حیائی کا طوفان یا کریم, قرآن بھول گئے, علم بھول گئے, بخاری بھول گئے میرے مولا. یا اللہ یہ تو تیرا کرم ہے, ہم تو پتھروں سے تو ختم فرما دے میرے مولا, ان حالات تو قوموں کو تو نے تباہ فرما دیا تھا, لالچ لالچ پیسہ میرے مولا اور کچھ بھی نہیں. یا اللہ ہمارے گھروں میں حیا لیا, ہماری ماں بہنوں میں حیا لیا, ان کی آنکھوں میں شرم لیا. یا اللہ ہمیں رزق حلال عطا فرما, یا اللہ ہمارے گھر میں سکون عطا فرما, ہماری اولادوں کو آنکھوں کی ٹھنڈک بنا. یا اللہ ہمارے بچھڑ ہو کو ملا دے, یا اللہ ہمارے بچھڑ ہو کو ملا دے, یا اللہ ہمارے بچھڑ ہو کو ملا دے, یا اللہ ہمیں معاف فرما دے. یا اللہ سب ہماری غلطی ہیں, ہماری غلطی ہیں, ہماری گناہ میرے مولا, ہم تو اس سے بھی زیادہ مستحق عذابوں کے. یا قریب تو کرم فرما, رحم فرما, یا اللہ تیرے حبیب کی امت ہے میرے مولا, یا اللہ رسوائی سے بچا لے, یا اللہ رسوائی سے بچا لے, دنیا میں بچا لے, آخرت میں بچا لے. اے میرے مولا حیا نصیب فرما, یا اللہ میں شرم نصیب فرما, یا اللہ عبادتیں نصیب فرما, یا اللہ نمازیں نصیب فرما, یا اللہ قرآن کی تلاوتیں نصیب فرما, یا اللہ خیری سے رمضان نصیب فرما دے, یا اللہ خیری سے رمضان نصیب فرما دے. پتہ نہیں زندگی کا آخری رمضان ہو میرا مولا, رمضان میں صحت نصیب فرما, توفیق نصیب فرما, طاقت نصیب فرما. یا اللہ اس رحمت کی راتوں سے محروم نہ فرمانا, یا اللہ ان رحمت کی راتوں سے محروم نہ فرمانا, یا اللہ ہمارے ترابی پڑھنے والوں میں بنا لے, یا اللہ ہمارے صفوں میں کھڑا ہونے والا بنا دے, یا اللہ رات کو جاگنے والا بنا لینا. یا کریم ہمارے رمضان کو ضائع نہ فرمانا, بہت خوف ہے اپنے گناہوں کی وجہ سے ہمیں نصیب ہوتا ہے بھی یا نہیں ہوتا میرے مولا, بہت خوف ہے میرے مولا, بہت خوف ہے اپنی حالتوں پہ خوف ہے میرے مولا. یا اللہ ہمیں رمضان نصیب فرما دے, یا اللہ ہمیں رمضان نصیب فرما, یا اللہ تو اپنا کرم فرما, جتنی دعائیں ہم نے مانگی قبول فرما لے. یا اللہ پوری امت پہ رحم فرما دے, یا اللہ پوری امت پہ رحم فرما دے. یا اللہ امت کا حال تیرے سامنے میرا مولا, یا اللہ چاروں طرف سے دشمنوں نے گھیرا ہوا, یا کریم تو ہی کوئی کرم فرما, تو ہی کوئی رحم فرما میرے مولا. یا کرم کرنے والے, یا رحم کرنے والے, یا سب سے بڑا رحم کرنے والے, تو رحم فرما دے پوری امت پہ میرے مولا. یا کریم تو کوئی ایسے راستے بنا دے, یا اللہ تو ایسے راستے بنا دے اسلام کے جھنڈے کو بلند فرما دے, نبی کریم کی سنت کو عام فرما دے. یا اللہ ہم نبی صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم کی سنت پہ عمل کرنے والا بنا دے, بچہ عاشق بنا دے. اے میرے مولا تو اپنے کرم فرم سے ہماری ساری دعاؤں کو قبول فرما دے. یا اللہ ہم نے جو مانگا وہ بھی عطا فرما, جو نہیں مانگا وہ بھی عطا فرما دے. اے میرے مولا ہم تو مانگنا بھی نہیں آتے, یا کریم جو نہ مانگ سکے وہ عطا فرما دے. یا اللہ اس رات کو ہمارے مقدر کا بہترین رات بنا دے. یا اللہ جو بھی دعائیں ہم نے ذکر کے اندر مانگی وہ بھی قبول فرما. یا اللہ پورے مجمع کو بخش دے, یا اللہ پورے مجمع کو بخش دے, یا اللہ پورے مجمع کو بخش دے, یا اللہ ہمارے بال بال کو بخش دے, یا اللہ ہمارے بال بال کو بخش دے, یا اللہ ہمارے بال بال کو بخش دے. یا اللہ تو کرم فرما, یا ہم فرما, یا اللہ ہماری مجالس ذکر کو قائم فرما, یا اللہ لوگوں ذکر کی ترغیب نصیب فرما, محبت نصیب فرما. یا اللہ تیرے نام سے محبت نصیب فرما, اپنے نام کی لذت نصیب فرما, اپنے نام کی محبت نصیب فرما. یا اللہ اپنے حبیب کے صدقے سے ہماری تمام دعاؤں کو قبول فرما, ہمارے ماں باپ کو بخش دے. یا اللہ ہمارے ماں باپ کو بخش دے, یا اللہ نے ہمارے ساتھ بہت رحم کیا ہے, بڑی مشکلات سے پالا ہے میرے مولا, میں اپنے باپ کا احسان نہیں بھول سکتا. میں ان راتوں کو یاد کرتا ہوں میرے مولا, اس کی شفقتوں کو یاد کرتا ہوں, اپنی ماں باپ کی شفقتوں کو نہیں بھول سکتے میرے مولا. یا اللہ تو ان کی قبروں کو جنت کا ٹکڑا بنا, ہمارے سارے زندگی کے اعمال کو یا اللہ ان کو عطا فرما دے. یا اللہ ان کو خوشی نصیب فرما. یا اللہ ان مشائخ کرام نے جنہوں نے ہماری تربیت کی میرے مولا, تیرا نام ہمارے سینے میں اتارا, تیرا نام ہمیں لینے کی توفیق کسی فرمائی. اے میرے مولا اپنی شان شان کو مرتبہ عطا فرما, یا اللہ اونچے مرتبہ میں داخل فرما, اونچے اولیاء اللہ میں شامل فرما. میرے مولا اپنی شان سے ان کی شان کو بلند فرما. اے میرے مولا اپنے فضل و کرم سے تمام ہمارے اساتذہ کو جنہوں نے ہماری تربیت فرمائی, اے میرے مولا زندہ ہیں یا اس دنیا سے جا چکے, ان کے درجات کو بلند فرما. اور تمام المحسنین جنہوں نے میرا دین ہمیں سکھایا, دین پہ چلایا, میرے مولا تو اپنے فضل و کرم سے ان کے درجات کو بلند فرما. اے میرے مولا جتنے بھی ہمارے دوست ہیں سب کی بخشش فرما, جاننے والوں کی بخشش فرما, یا اللہ بے شک جن سے ہماری لڑائی ان سب کی بخشش فرما. آج میرے مولا تیرے سے بھی صلح ہو گئی, یا اللہ ہمیں مخلوق سے بھی صلح کرا دے, جو ہم سے روٹے ان سے محبت پیدا فرما دے, ہمیں آپس میں اتفاق میں محبت پیدا فرما دے, ہمارے رشتے داروں میں محبت پیدا فرما دے. یا اللہ چھوٹوں کو بڑوں سے آج معافی مانگنے کی توفیق نصیب فرما, اور بڑوں کو چھوٹوں معاف کرنے کی توفیق نصیب فرما. ہمارے سینوں کو کینہ نکال دے, بغض نکال دے, یا اللہ نفرتیں نکال دے, حسد نکال دے, آپس میں محبت پیدا فرما دے. یا اللہ اپنے حبیب کے صدقے سے ہماری دعاؤں کو قبول فرما. صلی اللہ تعالیٰ علی خیر خلقہ محمد وآلہ وصحبہ اجمعین برحمتک یا ارحم الراحمین. سبحان ربک رب العزت عما یصفون, وسلام علی المرسلین, والحمد للہ.